Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with Joe Causey, Intern Anthony, and Louie Louie on Radio.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brooklyn Zone Joe Causey from CBS-FM.
And Intern Anthony from the all-new 102.7.
And we are here with the Brooklyn Zone Podcast with our producer, Louie Louie. Louie, this is episode number 47, right?
Yep, the end of the year. We made it through another year, guys.
The last episode of the year. This is very dramatic. Christmas is here. What a year this has been.
Yeah? Why? What did I miss? What's going to happen this year?
What did I miss? You know what happened to me, what I've realized now? I just go from day to day and expect nothing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I just go from day to day and expect nothing. I mean, I just do what I do, and that's it. Because I can't watch any more TV. I'm losing my mind. So now I bought a new video game system, another video game system.
What'd you get, PlayStation or Xbox?
Now I got Nintendo Switch.
Oh, so while everyone else is online for the other two, you went around the line.
I got that one already.
You got one of the new gaming systems?
Yeah, I got it last week.
How did you get one?
I told you I was getting one.
Very good. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I'll tell you later how we got it. It's pretty unbelievable.
So we both did a little shady deal this week. You're going to be so disappointed in me when you find out what I bought last night. I went to a pretty rough neighborhood in Queens to find it, but I bought a bottle of Tesla tequila.
Really?
Did you hear about this, Tesla
No.
tequila? All
No.
right. So for $250, he's got this lightning bolt-shaped bottle that he put out online, and I saw it, and then I put it in my cart. I was going to buy it, and I went, nah, what would I spend this much money on myself for? $250 is a lot. I blinked. I swear to God, I blinked. It was gone out of the cart. It was sold out everywhere. They're on eBay for $2,000, $3,000. Some of them are selling them for $5,000 if they're still sealed. So I'm looking through eBay. I changed the location to New York. Maybe there's one close to me. I found a kid who was just looking to make quick cash. He wasn't looking long-term to make that much.
Because he probably stole it at somebody else's car.
I don't care what the hell he did from it.
Yeah.
But he was selling it for $600. He made a $400 profit on the bottle.
Yeah.
And I got it from him. It was the shadiest thing in the world. He opened up his trunk. He looked around first. He handed me the bottle. I made sure it was real. I checked the tag number and everything on it.
Yeah.
But I got it. I got it for $400 more. I could turn around and sell it now for $1,500 more, $2,000 more.
Well, let me explain something to you. It may be Tesla, but it's no Sinatra, Johnny Walker, right?
I have that.
I mean, no Jack Daniels Sinatra. It's no Jack Daniels Sinatra, all right? Mm-hmm. You know, very, very good, very smooth. But if you like, I'm not a vodka guy.
Look at that picture of it.
That's it?
That's it, baby. You can't really see it there. It's like
Keep giving that.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Nice, nice. You want to go to open it up or you're going to hide it away? What are you going to do?
No, it's sitting on the counter. That thing will collect dust until I buy a house.
Sell it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, no way.
Oh, he's one of those guys, Lou. He's one of those
guys. What the hell does that even mean?
He buys them and hides them. I know what you do.
Would you want me to crack it open alone
myself?
Yeah,
experience the lift of it. You know what I mean? I wonder what does this taste like?
I don't know.
Like Tito's? What does it taste like?
I'm not going to find out for a couple more years. That was my Christmas gift to myself.
Yeah, well, you could do that. You know, you're not married, no kids.
You say it like you miss that life.
I do miss that life.
Nice. That's really nice.
Are you all ready for
Christmas?
Your
daughter and your son hear this. That's nice.
Have you been prepping for your Christmas dinner? Getting ready? Are you eating home or going out?
We are going to go to my uncle's house. It's just going to be the six of us, though. There's no, you know, like no distant cousins coming or anything like that. It's not going to be a big show like it usually is, but my grandpa is going to, he's going to make all the different fish.
Oh, you don't make it?
What do you mean? Like
you don't
me,
cook?
Myself?
You don't cook? Yeah.
No, I eat. I don't.
But you should. You should learn. You should be in that kitchen with your grandfather and learn everything he's doing to pass it on.
I watch everything. That's important to me. That part's important to me. I want to see how it's all done. I know how he makes his meatballs because I want to carry that on. I know how they make the sauce because I want to carry that. Yeah, that stuff's important. We have upstairs when we make the desserts, like the struffoli and the rosettes and all that, we have the little yellow, it's cigarette yellow now, but it's a loose leaf paper that my great grandmother wrote out the recipe on, and we still have it upstairs. Yeah, that's what we use to do.
You should digitize that and save it, you know, so you don't lose
it. But you know what, though? If you do something like that, then the original becomes less important because it's not the only copy anymore.
But your girlfriend don't bake. She don't.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Yes.
I look at her nails. That girl does not bake. All right?
Man.
Go see where you got to go.
Damn. I know you're a good guy, but she must listen to this and go, that son of a bitch. I can't stand him in his basement talking about me every week when he's got nothing else to say.
I can tell. There's certain things I pick up on. You know what I mean? I can tell. I can't wait for Christmas Eve. It's going to be very small, like, you know, same thing here this year.
That's what I was wondering about you, because for you, usually, you know, you post a picture of 7 or 8 folding tables put together.
Yeah, but we can't do that this year. So we got to be, you know, we got to be, you know, aware of what's going on, you know.
Why don't you tell everybody about your policy at the table that you have?
No phones. No cell phones.
That's so stupid.
It's not stupid.
Yes, it is.
It's not stupid. You know what I have? I have the cell phone sale. Did you ever see that? It's a cell. It looks like a little jail cell. And you open it up, and it's got a bed where you can lay the phones inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lock when you lock this, the door of the jail cell, it makes like a slamming of a cell. And you could set it for 1 hour, 2 hours, and you can't open it up.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's 2020. Your TV is a smart TV. Your refrigerator has an iPad on it.
Yeah.
Your stove starts by itself. Your watch has everything on it itself.
And you go to a restaurant, and there's Alex and his wife and Hunter and Cooper and this one. And, you know, the kids are on DVDs. The other one's on his iPad. The father's on his phone checking out his girlfriend's texts. The mother's on her line looking at sales from Home Goods. Please, don't even get me going, all right? No phones at the table. That's it.
And how do they deal with it?
There is no dealing. There is no dealing. That's it.
They just twiddle their thumbs for 5 hours?
No, you talk, you converse, you eat, you get up, you play a little Pocino.
You don't think any of the kids that are at your house for Christmas underneath the table are looking at their phone?
Nope. You know what we do? You know what we do?
What?
I have a big cookie tray, and all the phones go on top of the cookie tray.
I thought you put them in jail.
Well, that's when we go away. When we go up to Villa Roma, we do that. We bring the jail.
Oh, okay.
In the house, it goes on a big cookie tray, and the tray goes on top of the dining room closet there, so nobody can get to the phones. And that's
just found out something interesting about you before we started this podcast, that you shut your cell phone at night. You actually turn the power off on
that's
your cell
phone. Come 7 o'clock, when I go on the couch, I shut the phones off.
Explain to me the reasoning behind this, because to me, that's like every night when you pull in the driveway, taking your engine out of the car.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
But
I don't
leave it on. What if
I don't
want
to leave it on. I don't want to talk to anybody.
You're also messing with the battery. It's a digital phone. You're not supposed to shut it off every night.
I've got every iPhone from 1981. When did this phone come out? I don't even know.
2007?
2007. I got every cell phone ever made, and they all work. So tell me what I'm doing wrong. All right?
Okay. Excuse me. Never mind. I apologize.
I've got every phone made. I've got you name it, I got it. I mean,
did you go see the Diker Lights this year? Did you stop by Brooklyn?
I went to go see Lucy. Matter of fact, I went twice, and I had to drop my daughter off in Brooklyn to see her boyfriend, and then we drove by, and it was complete pandemonium this past Saturday. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because not as many houses decorated this year as they usually do.
Yeah, it is a lot. There's a lot. Yeah.
It's not as much as usual.
There's ice cream trucks parked on the side.
Yeah, that's 84th Avenue.
Yeah, there's ice cream trucks. There's guys directing traffic. Who's directing traffic? Who is that?
Joey Bagels from 18th Avenue.
They all got the same uniform on. Who is that? I walked up. He goes, and they knew who I was too when I put the window down. He says, "Oh, you got to go straight." He says, "No, no, I gotta make a right because they want you to go straight." they want you to go straight.
I said, "No, I gotta make a right."
I don't have time. I said, "I gotta make a right," you know. So they made me make the right. The guys are honking the horn. It was so funny.
But, no, this is after or before you drop your daughter off.
This was after. Center. After. Yeah.
And by the way, fiance, you're not saying it right. Fiance.
No, this is my other daughter.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's my other daughter.
So the boyfriend's waiting for her, and you two are sitting in the car listening to Christmas music, driving through 84th Street, looking at the lights, getting out
there. Yeah. Christmas music is really weird this year, too. There's no Dominic the Donkey. What happened to that?
It was voted Christmas song ever.
By who? By who?
By people.
By who? I want to know who.
Tell you right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
The details in a second.
But Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer can play 24 hours a day.
I think that's so stupid, that song.
Right?
There's two songs that I hate for Christmas, and it's Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. The other one is Christmas Shoes. I can't stand that
Oh, that's
song.
A good song, but that's a, like a religious, not religious, but it's a, you know, it's a faith song.
It's ridiculous.
I think
it's
Scott ridiculous. Shannon banned that song off the radio.
Which one? Christmas
Dominic
Shoes?
The Donkey. Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. We got this here. Wait, hold on. Let's get into character here. We got on CBS FM, we got a pair of shoes for Louie and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside said they're made in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
So from something called Best Life.
Best Life?
They did a survey, and Dominic the Donkey was the most hated Christmas song. Yeah.
They're just trying to bring us down. They're trying to bring us down.
Yeah.
They're so lucky I'm not live in the studio Christmas week, because I'll break format and play that song every day.
Mm-hmm.
Think that'll work?
What do you think?
I was voted number one on Staten Island. That song.
What's your favorite song then, Joe?
My favorite song? Oh, Hey Santa. I love Hey Santa.
The Wilson Phillips version?
Yeah, I love that song.
I never heard that one.
Oh, it's a big song. Matter of fact, Kat's on Karen Carson's top 10 Christmas songs.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
I got to ask her about that.
Big,
you know,
big song.
Last year, we talked about this, and I never knew the song that you mentioned last year. But ever since you told me about that song, I hear it everywhere now. And every time I hear it, I picture you sitting back in the chair singing it. Melikilikilaka.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard that. Melikilikilaka.
That's a Bing Crosby song.
What the hell does that mean?
Melikilikamaka is Hawaiian's way to say Merry Christmas to me. Great song. It's a great song. And
Jimmy Buffett did it good too.
Yeah, right. He does. He does do a very, very good version of that song. But there's a lot of great Christmas songs. I mean, I play Christmas songs all year round.
No.
I mean, I'll be in my yard in the summer in the pool and you'll hear Melikalika come on. I mean,
no.
You know? I do. I swear to God. I do. I play. You don't have to. It doesn't have to be Christmas time to play Christmas music. It puts you in a good mood.
You're not listening to that in the pool.
Why not?
No way.
Why not?
No.
So, did you go to the lights on Staten Island yet, too, Lute? By your house, did you just go there yet?
Nope, nothing.
No?
What lights in Staten Island?
What are you talking about? Lou, set him straight.
The guy on Sharrett's Road. They got that beautiful display.
Yeah, the DiMartino home.
That's really nice.
That's the radiation from the dump glowing. It's
Oh, man, that's so sad.
No.
So sad. Anyway, you know, I had a Christmas song out too, Ann, right?
Talk this up for a second. I've heard about this infamous song.
No, I have two of them. I have We Wish You the Merriest. That's a big one.
Okay.
The Sinatra Christmas song, Wish You the Merriest. And then I have, you know, Christmas Eve in Joe Causey's Basement, which is huge. It's huge this time of year.
I understand,
yeah.
We called the record label and we have the rights to play that song right now, right here.
You do?
I think so. From
what
I understand.
Record label? Because I haven't gotten a dime from it since.
Store on 18th Avenue. That's the.
So you're going to play it now, Lou? You're going to play the complete version or the edited version?
Hey, we can do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Go ahead, Joe. Talk it up.
It's Christmas Eve in Joe Causey's basement right here on the Brooklyn Zone podcast. Let's hear this.
Tis was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, the smell of fried fish had begun. Who cares about the mouse? You see, what happens on this night happens every year. It's the Night of the Seven Fishes and all that Italian cheer. The table was set, it was fit for a king, because in just a few moments, my doorbell would ring. On came my relatives, uncles, aunts, and all, kissing on both cheeks. Boy, me and my wife, we were having a ball. When what to my wandering eyes should appear but my cousin and his wife from Jersey with 23 six-packs of beer. The family poured in, 76 if I'm able. The basement was packed. You see, the kids had to eat at the card table. When all of a sudden a cold blast entered the door, it was my Aunt Kitty from Brooklyn. And then I knew it was an all-out food war. The night began, some cold seafood was first. Squid, shrimp, and anchovies already started my thirst. From galamata scallops to clams and shrimp, we had 2-pound lobster tails, even stuffed with more shrimp. My aunts were menacing, eating everything in sight. They even eyeballed my dog, Benino. This was going to be some unbelievable night. On came the pastries. My family let out a roar. You see, I had them made special from the Royal Crown Pastry Store. Ganolis, Napoleon, some crunchy sfugliadelle. We even had those little puppy cream puffs I love. Boy, I was happy, couldn't you tell? So on we go as the espresso and sambuca was next in line. My Uncle Nino had 4 cups. You see, he had other things in mind. The night went so well, we played cards, craps, and pochino. When I said to my wife, a little vino would be kino. Then just like a flash as they had arrived, my family departed as it brought a tear to my eye. In their caddies they drove through the cold dark night as they left my front lawn with my St. Anthony statue to the right. So from Hartsdale to Annandale, Belleville to the Bronx, may you have a great holiday and get everything you want. So there you have it. It's crazy. It's different. You see that, my friends, it's what it's like. It's Christmas in Joe Causey's basement.
Wow.
So there it is. There it is.
Love it.
Christmas Eve in Joe Causey's basement. What do you think, Ann? You like it, huh? What I did was I got memories growing up in the basement because everything was in the basement back then.
Right.
I don't know, but did you used to do Chris when you were in Brooklyn? Do you have it in the basement or the living room?
No, because we rented the basement. But hey, that's the old school thing. Everything is the first floor kitchen doesn't get touched.
Right.
It's downstairs.
The first floor is just slip covers and Frank Sinatra pitches and Top of the Monkey, and that's it. You don't go up there. But downstairs, you know, you have the big table. Then you have the little table in the corner just for the kids, you know?
Yes.
Because they only ate, and then they ran upstairs, and they went, you know, they played games or watched TV and all that.
Right, right.
But that's how it was, you know? And I took all these little bits of growing up, you know, from the neighborhood, pastry stores, this and that, my aunts and uncles, put it together into this little poem. Sort of like Tis Was a Night Before Christmas, but... This was a night before Christmas in Brooklyn. That's what I did.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Get it straight.
Yeah. It's a great thing. Everybody loves that every year. I mean, anyway, what a year this has been, huh?
Yep.
One crazy year.
One effed up year.
Really? I mean, you got to realize, for me, the year stopped in March. That was it, you know?
Doesn't it feel like it's still March?
It does.
Of last year? Well, this year, I guess.
I mean, and I dream like crazy things now. Have you been dreaming like crazy stuff?
Well, there's two things that people are doing. They're either dreaming crazy things or not dreaming at all, because I go to bed at 10:30 at night and I don't fall asleep till 1-2 in the morning. I stare at the ceiling.
But you get
I
wake up early. An hour later.
No, but I wake up an hour later. I can't help it. I was watching the news. They said people are going through insomnia right now for some reason.
Wait a minute. You go to sleep at 10:30. You wake up at what? 3?
3, but I don't fall asleep till 1 or 2.
That's
so
not
I get
good.
It. I know.
Look at you. Look what you look like. You look like Pete Davidson. Look at you.
No.
Leave him alone.
Look at
Leave him alone.
What do you mean? Look at you.
I like him.
You got rings around your eyes. Look at
yeah.
you.
What do you look yeah. like? Well, you know what? We don't all have a job where we record our talk on intros for 30 minutes and then just leave it alone till the next day. Someone's
well,
got to go in
there's a line. Get behind the line, and one day you'll be there. You know? One day you'll be on the golf course in Florida. You know? Not I.
Oh, not you yet either, pal.
Not I.
All right. The ball is dropping. It's almost 2021. What are your hopes for the new year?
My hopes for the new year is that we get through this, that the vaccine works, that they're being given out. You know, it's really getting, the vaccine is getting to everybody now. You know, they did frontline people. Now that, you know, hospital workers, frontline is essential workers. I hope it trickles down to everybody real fast, cures us. We can go on with our lives again.
Yep.
And everybody can be nice and happy. Businesses can come back. Businesses are suffering dramatically, dramatically, dramatically. Restaurants are, I feel so bad for these people, you know?
Big time.
Yeah, big, big time. You know, but I don't understand. You go to Jersey and you can eat.
Yep.
I don't understand. Why? Why? What is the difference between there and New York City?
Well, I'll tell you the reason, because we have someone here with us. Here, ready?
Oh, boy.
We need to look at the red zones.
Well,
because if we have more than 10 people in the restaurant, you can't have. We're going to effectively shut down the restaurant.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good call. What do you think about Tom Cruise getting nuts on the set in Hollywood? Did you see that?
So stupid. So stupid. He shouldn't have flipped out like that. I get it being serious about this, because it is something to be serious about. But talk to people the right way. Just talk. Yeah. Who the,
well, they walked out. Well, they walked out on him. But did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened the next day?
Yeah, that he shut down the whole set.
No, 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 no. Five people, crew members on the set, walked out on him, quit. Uh-huh. The next day, TMZ has three or four photos of him walking around the set talking to co-stars with no mask on.
You see what I mean? Yeah, don't be a hypocrite about it. Put the mask on. Put the mask
on. I know.
Stupid ass. All right, I think that's it, buddy. Let's
What do you think, Lou? Are you ready for 2021, Lou?
Oh, no. Everything's been a blur, and I have no idea what I'm doing.
Have you been getting kids the presents in stores, or have you been getting it online?
No, I've been shopping. I go in. I'm responsible.
I've been going out.
Been using my mask. I'm just being real.
Because you were really leery at a time because it hit you hard, and I know you were afraid to run out and run here and there. Yeah.
No, I'm good now. I'm just watching myself.
Me too. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. One request, Joe, before we go.
What's that?
Play us out as Santa Clausy, because I am Santa Clausy and I need to hear it before the holidays are over.
What I want you to do, Louis, is I want you to be a good producer for 2021. Anthony, don't forget to keep charging that car and paying all that money for that vodka for that knucklehead, Elon Musk. And for me, Santa Clausy, we wish you nothing but the best. Remember, whatever you do, have fun and be safe in 2021. This is the Brooklyn's Own Podcast.